This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. West Philadelphia's 52nd Street was already at a crossroads when it was the site of a protest and then looting a few weeks ago. Once known as the neighborhood's main street, with music venues and stores frequented by the city's black middle class, it's gone through waves of change and disinvestment. Plan Philly's Daryl C. Murphy reports.
Fode Katumba and his sister recently opened their fabric store on 52nd Street in West Philadelphia. They decided to move from another neighborhood in the city when they saw all of the foot traffic this area gets.
Basically, this street is real busy, like people up and down all the time.
Katumba is optimistic about the future, but just 2 weeks ago, businesses on the strip were damaged and looted during a weekend of demonstrations against racist brutality. And now, some business owners are looking to rebuild. Saqif Alam manages a furniture and electronics store that's still waiting to hear if the insurance company will cover the approximate $200,000 loss in inventory.
If they say they're not covering everything, like, we'll take it from there, see what we can do from there.
In some ways, 52nd Street was already in crisis before the pandemic and the looting. The corridor used to be a prosperous center in the mid-century, but suffered from disinvestment for decades. Then a SEPTA construction project drove away businesses. In recent years, community members have fought to bring prosperity back to 52nd Street while fending off gentrification. And now, with about 15% of businesses damaged or looted, City Council member Jamie Gauthier worries about just that.
It's not hard to envision a scenario where someone is feeling really vulnerable and they make a quick decision to recoup whatever they can and kind of get out, right? There are always those real estate speculation interests waiting in the wings to kind of buy low in an environment like this.
But the Enterprise Center, a local economic development nonprofit, is working to help businesses recover. So far, the center has raised about $200,000 to give to businesses that need repairs or inventory. President Della Clark says an opportunity may lie in the challenging climate.
Sometimes when situations like this occur, it's a good opportunity to step back and think about, instead of just continuously adding Band-Aids onto a situation, is now the question is, how do we put together a comprehensive strategy? We have to really make some systemic changes in our urban environment.
It is unclear what that entails, but Clark says ownership is a key part of preservation. She floated the idea of helping businesses buy the buildings they rent from, or larger companies offering ownership stake to the neighborhood.
We want to do projects where there could be potentially direct public offerings to the community to invest small amounts of money into projects, because where you have ownership and where you have investment, gentrification does not come up.
Despite its challenges, the corridor still draws new interest. For Katumba and his sister, it provides an opportunity to expand their work to different cultures.
We want to diversify the business, like different people from all walks of life to come here. And I think this is the ideal location.
Daryl C. Murphy, WHYY News.